Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Palestinians have rejected the Trump peace plan, while the Israelis love it. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What are your thoughts about the Trump peace plan? Is it going to go any place at all or just a big show?
Well, Jimmy, if the details that are being published this week in Israel are accurate, it's an extremely pro-Israel plan, and one that the Palestinians, of course, have already completely rejected and condemned without even knowing all the details. The White House said that the Palestinians were consulted, but just briefly on it. Jared Kushner, the main representative for the White House, the president's son-in-law, supposedly has a $50 billion economic component to it, aid from mostly the Gulf states to the Palestinians and others. And the president said this week that it would benefit the Palestinians greatly and the Israelis greatly. And he said it's a good plan. We've been holding on to it because of the ongoing electoral process in Israel that seems to be never ending. Jimmy, the Palestinians totally reject it. The Israelis are thrilled with it. I think the components are basically right. The recognition that Mike Pompeo announced a couple months ago already that the Jewish settlements in Judea and Samaria are now considered legal by the United States government, not as cast by the international community as illegal, and that they are, you know, oppressors and they are occupiers, basically recognizing the Jewish right to live in Judea and Samaria. That, I believe, is just the truth. It's the facts on the ground, and it makes sense to finally recognize that. So overall, I think it's a good plan, but the Palestinians are going to totally reject it, and the Israelis are expecting a step up in violent activity as called for this week by Hamas and Islamic Jihad, by Iran and others, Hezbollah in Lebanon. So the Israelis are expecting more trouble, but politically, they're pretty happy with it. And I think it is a recognizing reality. That's one thing that President Trump seems to be pretty good at.
David Dolan with a look at the Trump peace plan from both the Israeli and the Palestinian perspective. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. David Dolan, who is a longtime journalist in the Middle East, has covered each of the American peace plans for the last 30 years. The Trump peace plan seems to be the most promising today. However, the Palestinians say it favors the Jews, thus they reject Trump's deal of the century. David often says it takes two to make peace, only one party to make war. Remember, Daniel, the ancient Jewish prophet, wrote in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27 that the Antichrist will confirm a peace agreement, which actually will start the clock ticking on the 7-year tribulation period. That's a treaty that all will accept. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...